And good morning. You are tuned to KBOO Portland, and coming up next, Chris Andre hosts Air Cascadia. You'll want to stay tuned at 10:15 on Locus Focus. Host Barbara Bernstein talks with David Freeman and Leah Parks, co-authors of All Electric America, about the transition of an all-electric, all-renewable society. At 11, it's Health Watch with host David Naiman, and at 11:30, it's Madness Radio with Will Hall. Thank you, KBOO members, for supporting community radio. If you are not a current member, you can become one by going to kboo.fm and clicking on Donate Today.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the book release for Radical Mycology, a book on DIY mushroom cultivation, pollution cleanup, and more. The book release event will take place February 6th from 5:30 to 9 p.m. with author and Portland native Peter McCoy speaking at Tabor Space in Portland. McCoy will give two different presentations on the book's topics. There will also be a performance piece, projection art, and more. Again, that's the Radical Mycology book release, Saturday, February 6th, from 5:30 to 9 p.m. at Tabor Space, 5441 Southeast Belmont Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Cascadia. Today is Monday, February 1st, 2016, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio at 90.7 FM, kboo.fm on the web. We are going to try to reach Greg Holman, campaign finance and governmental ethics specialist for Public Citizen. Craig's written a great deal on money in politics. You've very likely read pieces by him in Public Citizen's website and various publications. His recent piece, A Matter of Trust, Slowing Wall Street's Revolving Door. And I reached out to Jody McCaffrey. An interesting development. The Coast Guard has set limits on deep draft vessels in the Coos Bay Harbor. Well, that means you can't bring boats, ships, tankers that draw a great deal of water. In other words, they were very deep keel. I'm searching for words that make sense to people that don't hang around boats. Okay, let's see. The underwater part of the boat is huge and sticks down. This would include, of course, Q-Max tankers and other oil tankers, gas tankers of various sizes, would be prohibited from Coos Bay waters, which rather does put a kink in the tail of those who wish to build a gigantic LNG terminal there. Maybe they will be rethinking things. I can, from all the way in Portland, I can hear the oysters breathe a sigh of relief and and wiggle their valves. And then that said, moving right along, there have been developments, of course, out at Maher. Yesterday, a jury-rigged memorial was enacted. White supremacist Brandon Curtis, he's a founder of Pacific Patriots Network. He continues to spew a frothy blast of disgruntlement. The somewhat confused Mr. Curtis yowled that we've had enough. This stops now. I believe that the citizens of Burns would certainly agree with him and perhaps nudge Mr. Curtis and remind him that he and his cohorts are the ones that would be able to stop it now. If he's had enough and he wants it stopped now, well then, why doesn't he leave? Apparently he forgets that he and his playmates are the ones out doing it. The network, Pacific Patriot, said that it had additional rallies planned for today in Burns and called for like-minded people to gather. It's possible that the Fabulous Four still hold up in the wildlife refuge. Their call for action today may have the desired effect. It's a call for an armed, militarized police force, said another one of their leaders, a chap who goes by the not enviable name, B.J. Soper. Well, anyway, said it on the radio. The network also organized a rolling rally through Burns on Saturday night, said it planned more demonstrations to protest the killing of one of their, again, with Finnicum, and the presence of numerous heavily armed law enforcement officers at the standoff rally. Rallies are drawing large numbers of people, and of course they are. And of course, when it's pointed out in the mainstream media that only a lone woman showed up to oppose the rally, well, that's interesting, isn't it? Obviously, people are slightly cowed by this demonstration of armed force. When they say they had a rolling rally, that means, obviously, that they drove their huge trucks spouting noxious fumes in circles around the streets of Burns, which only has a few thousand people living there year-round. This is an intimidating action. These people are armed. They're very likely waving guns in the air. Would you turn out to oppose this? It takes some courage to stand up to that, and especially the in light of the fact that this is these are very trigger-happy people. They're in rage. They feel they have not only that they have a right to have guns, but they have a right to fire them off. So the very fact that nothing yet further has happened, that's what is astonishing. She's a brave woman. This is Jen Hogue. She had a sign that said, "Militia, go home." And of course, the rolling rally was anything but friendly. Authorities say that Bundy and others use social media and other platforms to bring in recruits to join the takeover. Court documents against the 11 occupiers under arrest show that FBI agents have taken a good hard look at social media postings. I was in the courtroom for Bundy's release hearing. Bundy's attorney seemed incapable of making logical points on behalf of her client. The judge seemed irritated by remarks and that she looked away. We weren't allowed to bring anything in except for notebooks and so forth. So it's a matter of what I wrote down. Then they pulled another stunt. Bundy representation asked the judge if Bundy himself could make a statement regarding the appropriateness of his release on bail pending trial. First off, if he's released at all, bail's going to be astronomical. Where does that money come from? I would say the Koch brothers, but that's just me. The other thing that was strange was that Bundy's remarks were to the effect that he's going to go home and take care of family and farm and all that, when it was made patently clear further on in his statement that he didn't intend to further incite followers. He was denied release. So he was considered a flight risk, which is very, very likely. And he also, it was considered that he would continue to his practice with social media, which the feds have already said has been extremely effective. And if you don't think so, you just had to be there on Saturday when they did their so-called friendly rolling rally through the streets of Burns. Monday marks the official kickoff of this year's legislative short session, 35 days, and it's going to be a few things on the docket. Minimum wage, of course, the Gov backpedaling frantically on original statements that were made. We don't have really much time to get into that, but nonetheless, that's definitely something they have to talk about. They're being shamed into it by other states where this has become an obvious solution to many of the woes that are afflicting in society right now. The massive gap, even $15 an hour, doesn't make much of a dent in people's living conditions, which are so, for any industrialized first world so-called developed country, we are so far behind. Education, they keep lowering the standards because all of the kids, the parents demand that their children's brilliance be recognized by A's and so forth on standardized tests. It's very easy to do correct stupidity. You just lower the standards. Corporate taxes, there's a ballot proposal, the initiative petition 28, it's a union-backed proposal, would raise the tax that large corporations pay annually on their gross sales receipts. That means their business activity. A business would owe a minimum of 30. Well, I'm not going to get into that. We could, but I'm not going to, not now. And renewable energy, there are four separate, yet very similar coal to clean initiatives proposed by Renew Oregon. It's a consortium of environmental groups. Each initiative requires Oregon utilities to phase out coal power by 2030, by which time it's way, way too late. By 2030, the changes wrought by habitat collapse will be so extreme that it's the unlikely that anyone would have the ability to make any serious effort. It would be laughable at that point. Liquor privatization, that's an interesting one. It sounds like a frivolous notion, but it has a great many effects. Again, privatization of this business would create a number of changes in Oregon's financial picture that we can take a look at that later. And the Coast Guard, moving right along, here's the thing of it and why we wanted to speak with Jody McCaffrey today, the leader of Citizens Against LNG. McCaffrey has been leading the charge down there and is constantly in Salem keeping up with the effort to prevent the LNG terminal from going in. Bottom line issue here is whether or not the ships are allowed in port. And now this could be a game changer. The Coast Guard captain in charge of ports in Oregon and southern Washington has set limits on deep draft vessels near Coos Bay Harbor. Yep, that is right. Captain Dan Travis issued the order late Friday afternoon over concerns that debris from a capsized vessel may be in the waters. The commercial fishing vessel Sarah Joe went down near the North Jetty earlier that week. Travis says that the continued flow of commerce is a priority, but his biggest concern is ensuring the safety of all crews and vessels that move in and out of Oregon and Washington waters. The Sarah Joe was destroyed when it became disabled and capsized the cruise. But that's a small ship, very tiny compared with these huge tankers that are being proposed at Jordan Cove. And this change in policy is not just a saving grace, it's also a sign, it's a symptom of just how very badly things could go south if a Q-Max tanker or any tanker carrying liquefied natural gas broke up off the coast. And finally, could genetically modified mosquitoes be the cause of Zika outbreak? Do you have any better ideas? The latest contagious virus freaking out the globe, particularly women worried about birth defects, may have been caused by the presence of genetically modified mosquitoes in Brazil. And this is indeed what has been going on. They have been modifying these mosquitoes. We haven't seen an outbreak of Zika like this in recent history. International health experts convening in Geneva to discuss the outbreak possible cures for the Zika virus questions are being raised as to whether the genetically modified mosquitoes are to blame. That's it for today. This has been Air Cascadia for Monday, February 1st, 2016. Kate Welch engineered the show for us today. Thanks, Kate. Kathleen Stevenson is a KBOO AM News and Public Affairs Director. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts, know your rights, take a stand. Thanks for listening and stay tuned. Here comes Locus Focus.
And I saw records made, music literally written in wax.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the 33rd Real Music Film Festival, running through February 8th. Friday, February 5th, will show American Epic. The film pieces together the extraordinary 1920s story of record companies leaving the big city to tour America's backroads and capture for the first time the raw musical expressions of rural cultures. These few